That's all right. Underestimate the wonderful qualities of Vijay, but I've had his nice association for quite some time, and we might take him for granted sometimes. But I've given him such a hard time sometimes. I mean, really bad offenses on my part earlier on, and he's still given me the mercy to be able to perform some service. So thank you very much, Vijay. Wonderful sadhu. Well, I'm kind of been sent up here on the spot. I'll do my best, especially coming after such nice Vaishnavas. Hopefully you can all tolerate me and work real hard at getting some nectar, and hopefully I can say something that's inspiring. I wanted to share, I guess, since by Krishna's mercy there has been some success and I'm from RBC under Dhanavir Maharaj, Rupa Nigaveda College. And I just want to share that, I guess, if I've done anything to create that success, which of course is all Krishna's mercy and Krishna's doing, but it's just a methodology in my mind, or modology, that I've adopted early on in my Krishna consciousness, where I, well, first wanted to see, you know, wanted to know what the gurus know. And that requires reading Prabhupada's books. And then from reading Prabhupada's books, it seems like preaching is where it's at. And Prabhupada makes such bold statements like, preaching means book distribution. In fact, after reading Bhagavad Gita, I was in such a precarious situation that I read the Bhagavad Gita in 2 days. I didn't even move. I just got up to pee, I think, twice. And after finished getting to the point where it says no one is more dear, I asked Dasaratha, my temple president, what does that mean? What is that person? You know, there's not more. And he said, that means a book distribution. So I think I got same hour, I do believe I just got some books out, went out and started serving books. And with incredible, not much success, because no training. I think for first year I averaged $30 a day. In US it's really low. It's next year 45. And finally my Sankirtan leader said, you should become like Vijay or Brigapati. And so I went over to Los Angeles. And Vijay was busy doing some traveling and stuff, but I got the great association of Brigapati Prabhu a fair amount. And I've adopted kind of, basically I thought about, you know, after reading Prabhupada's books, what's the best way to use my energy? My father gave me the order to make the world a better place when I was 16. So I said, okay, let me try to fulfill that order. And really, I was getting my master's in engineering, you know, you could actually make a lot of money in the business that I was doing before that. And I thought about what's the best way to utilize my time. So I just put all my eggs in the basket of book distribution, because I knew if I didn't do that, then the tendency would be to think about something else while I was distributing books. So I threw away all my books, almost finished my thesis, takes a long time to do that, in the garbage can. And I just decided, okay, I'm just going to distribute Prabhupada's books, best use of my energy. And this mentality, I mean, Brigapati Prabhu, he's 61, I think, ish, 62. This last summer, he did the Warp Tour with us. The Warp Tour is probably, I think Navina would probably even agree, perhaps, that it's the greatest yoga you can perform in the world. It is so intense. And Brigapati Prabhu at 61 handled this. It's like 100 degree heat. You're traveling 6 hours a day. Everything is like, if you miss 1 second out of it, you got 5 bands playing really loud music all the time. And it's really intense yoga. and 45 shows in 60 days or 55 days. It's like rarely have a day off. Or every 6 days you have one day off. It's really intense yoga. And here he is at 61. And he did it. In fact, he did pretty much just a little bit under what Naveena did, which is really profound. I mean, Naveena, of course, is quite the superstar of book distribution. So, and I had a dream about him once. It was during wartime, and there was these bad guys, like tons of them, coming, you know, with guns and everything, shooting at Brigupat, or shooting away, or like getting, trying to take some of our area. And Brigupat, he just quickly went down in this one area and faced them all and just started shooting them all away. And he ran out of bullets. And there I am, like scared, you know, going, oh my God. And I thought, oh, but he's running out of bullets. I gotta back him up. So I came down with a gun or two and he grabbed it and just starts keep shooting. He's just fearless, completely fearless. It was just the epitome of his mentality. And he always talks about how we should continue this one activity. He's had some really not great days. I mean, he's not Superman. He's a person. And I'm not Superman for sure. And I started to realize that in the way he would preach to me is just, we just have to carry out this activity. Prabhupada is asking us to do it. We just have to do it. And he's not taking into consideration time, place, and circumstance. Like, I've got a 61-year-old body. Sometimes we go out, we've gone out to places where there's like, it's a horrible situation. People are very much not interested. But he doesn't give up. And so I've somewhere along the way, I've adopted this mentality. Really thinking it through is the best way to make the world a better place, is really to just stay firm in our position of book distribution. And if we think about that, then if we, let's just say everybody in this room alone sticks with this one activity of book distribution till death, how many more people, not only will we be like full on enlightened, you know, like Naveena was saying, if we just stick to the Prabhupada's program, a full morning program, read at least an hour a day of Prabhupada's books, have an evening program, make it an ISKCON sandwich, in the middle we got book distribution. If we do that every day, maybe you don't go out on books every day, but at least do the sadhana every day, you're going to be fully enlightened. And you're going to be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So that's best for you. And think about what you actually can do in a life. Like Brigupati's probably distributed definitely over 300,000 books, maybe a lot more. And that's incredibly wonderful for the world. A lot of people give me a hard time for not cultivating, no offense to the previous speaker who's doing wonderful work, and yes, cultivation is important. But even if the books just fly out, we have people joining. I distributed a book to somebody 2-3 years ago inside Walmart, because it was too cold outside. He got the book, and somewhere along the way he read it, and he would literally walk an hour a day in 10 degree weather. That's 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's minus a fair amount in Celsius. Every day, an hour to the temple and an hour back every day until they found out what he's doing, and then they let him just move in. So he's now a resident, he's a devotee. There's people like that that have joined this way. And not just that isolated case. We have a Bhakta Tim who joined from our group of distribution, who just distributed for the marathon. He went out and averaged about $400 a day for 20 days straight, pretty much, you know, 20 out of 25 days. That's US dollars. That's really quite a big yoga. That's just from one of our people distributing. So by us, and we're getting better at it, if we just hold this position, our position of book distribution, we're going to get better at it. We're going to find more means to make it easier and more effective and things like that. For example, we recently found out this gift card opportunity. Maybe this doesn't apply in some countries like Chile or something like that. But in America, and I'm sure in Europe, a lot of people have gift cards. We average, I average at least $70 a day on gift cards. And that's really nice to bump your score up a quarter, you know, or more, just by asking a couple questions. So, I gift cards, they like Starbucks, Walmart, I don't know if you have Walmart, you know, Starbucks, all these major companies. They don't say they don't have any cash. So, well, you know, you can give a gift card. You got like an old Starbucks or Walmart, and sure enough, people pull out a Chili's or this or that or that. And it adds up. We've had days where we've distributed $200 a day in gift cards. Many times people, oh, I don't know what's on this, you can have it. And it's got $100 on the gift card. So if we just stay with it, Krishna is so kind that he doesn't want us to be feel like failures in life. And we will experience, you know, by Krishna's mercy, success in his eyes. It'll probably be a lot of purification also. So you might want to consider adding gift cards to your repertoire. I found that we do thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year in gift cards. It's amazing. So if we just stick with this, then we're like, you know, anybody that goes against all odds is inspirational for others. So people catch on, hey, this guy's got something here. He's not compromising. He just sticks with Prabhupada's program. And then we're enlivened and people like to see that. It's attractive. So from doing that and giving the order for my superior to spread this traveling sankirtan, make it bigger, many, many people have joined. We have Dvijamani Guru recently got initiated. We have Bhakti Shan. We have Bhakti Aiden. These aren't just, you know, wayward sons who just really want to waste their life. These are really intelligent beings that are joining, that want also to get this nectar, and also their whole main focus truly is making the world a better place also. And there's a lot of people out there. We have now 10 of these kind of people that have now joined this little group. This is a small temple. We're the number one small temple in the world for book distribution. We have 10 full-time distributors, practically a skeleton crew at the temple. And the whole purpose of hopefully something that can inspire us, because I remember those first 2 years of distributing $30 a day, I would get really like, want to lose my hope. And, you know, here you can go collect for money. You know, here's it kind of dangling in my face all the time, and I can make a lot of money and this and that. No, sticking with the book distribution. And it's paid off. And just with a little bit of training, not that people have to go through 2 years of suffering like anything. I wasn't intelligent enough to find training, but eventually Krishna gave me that intelligence. So right away, anybody can get training from Vijay and many others and not have to go through any years or any time of serious suffering. And advance right away to doing big, and or eventually doing big pretty quickly, because Krishna won't let us down. One thing that came to my mind with your question, Bhakti Aiden, about do you ever feel like you're not using your time properly, of course that was regarding cultivation, but that goes in my mind a lot out there, and I'm sure I'm not alone, where you go out there and you distribute, and you start thinking, is this the best use of my time? I don't know, am I alone in that thought? Or you guys ever have those thoughts? Sort of, not really. You always feel like you're just like full on, this is the best thing. I mean, sometimes there's dry times. So there's no books going out, and it's not a good area or whatever. We have bad consciousness or whatever it might be, or Krishna's given us some extra purification. But I've learned from Vijay to stick with it. And since I've recently adopted this mentality of just, okay, having a tough day, I'm going to stick with it. It's amazing what Krishna brings along. I had a day like that. Actually, it wasn't so much like that, but I met an individual where I was feeling a little down. But I just started, okay, I'm going to put faith in the instructions of Prabhupada. I had a dream once where Prabhupada asked, I don't know, have you all heard this dream when I touched Prabhupada? I'll tell it real quick. 8 minutes. This will be good. I had this dream. We were about to distribute books at a concert. I needed like a little bit of rest. So I laid down for like 15 minutes. Within that 15 minutes, you know how you have those dreams that aren't really dreams? This is one of those. And Prabhupada was sitting on his Vyasa song, of course, his Murti. And out of affection, I just touched his shoulder, you know. And the Murti moved. He looked at me. And I go, oh, God. I flipped out. And I said, is everything okay, Prabhupada? He goes, yes. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I've got the association of Prabhupada. I better ask him, how may I serve you, Prabhupada? So I did. And he said, and all of a sudden, there was people walking in the room. He says, could you stop somebody for me to preach to? I want to preach to somebody. Could you stop somebody so I can preach to them? So I started trying to stop people. I said, Prabhupada, I'm not good at stopping people when they're walking. Maybe we can find somebody standing around, so we're walking together. He's got his cane or something. And I approached this one person. No, this one person saw me. He goes, oh, you got the book guy. Here, I want that Science of Self-Realization. So he took, so I said, okay, just ask for a donation. Gave me like $3 for it or something. Took the Science of Self-Realization. And then I started telling him, there's this amazing spiritual master that wants to talk to you. And this guy just gave me this look like, okay, Krishna, what's up, you know? And then sure enough, Prabhupada was right there. And so he opens the book, and then Prabhupada was gone. So I learned there that, you know, Prabhupada says, Prabhupada is in his books. Prabhupada, I've realized that after that dream, that Prabhupada is in the books. He kind of went into the book the second he opened up the book. He wasn't there anymore. And what did he really want? He wants to, for me, he asked me to distribute the books. Because this is how he preaches to people. He could have said anything. He could have said, well, I want, I don't know, another temple or this or that or whatever. He really just said, I want you to distribute books. So that day, I had a wonderful day. I had the right mode of operandi. And just, okay, Prabhupada wants me to distribute these books. It says it in so many different ways. And he's now told me directly, so this is what I'm going to do. And so if we just stick with this activity, not give it up, and we're going back to what I said earlier, it's just even everybody here just stuck with book distribution their whole life and had a strict sadhana and did the fundamental, Brigapati Prabhu calls me a fundamental Hare Krishna, sticks with the fundamentals, you know, Hare Krishna, you know, that kind of thing, getting up, having an evening program, not skipping these things because we got something more better to do, skipping Prabhupada's program because we think we have something better to do, I'm too important for that. Prabhupada said, wrote in a letter to one of his disciples, says, now that you're a big man, don't think you're so big that you can skip the morning program. He says, if you do, you'll fall down. So there's so many heavy statements regarding all this. So if we just stick with Prabhupada's program, this is the best way to max out the mercy. And how many people, like these, whatever, 20 people we have in this room, just 20 people just sticks with it their whole life. How many more will it inspire to take up the program? And now we have literally 10 people from those two years ago it was just me at RBC. And now we have 10. And we just had one join in January, a good man, really good man. We just had another one join in February, another really good man. And now there's another one that is thinking about joining. It's snowballing. Snowball effect. And just, even if you're just the only person distributing books, there's so much magic in it when we have the right mood. And what resets when I get off track every second, you know, what resets the computer in the right way, it's just making the prayer the Lord Chaitanya prayed. My only prayer is to remain a pure devotee at your lotus feet, birth after birth. You know, Prabhupada calls people that are engaged in bhakti yoga always pure devotees. They don't have to be totally pure like Prabhupada. Prabhupada still calls them pure devotees. So if we make that prayer, my only prayer, Krishna, is to remain a pure devotee at your lotus feet, birth after birth, then the magic starts happening. And I'll just leave you with one little pastime that I had recently in Texas. This is Texas. In Texas, big meat eating field, hardcore, crusted over Christians. And this one guy, I approached somebody, and this two people, and one of the guys said, get that book! Oh my God! And you could see he's like totally lit up like anything. And he just starts going off like anything. He goes, I got that book yesterday. I started reading it in class. I could not put it down. I was up all night long talking to my friend about it. Science of Self-Realization. And he says, dude, I was atheist before I got that book. I hated people. Now I know there's a God, and I love people. And now I know there's a way to fix the world with the proper tools we can do. He was completely changed. I mean, he was like glowing and hair standing on end and everything. And sure enough, the people around him took all the books. And then he pulled out his wallet and just gave me $50. He didn't ask for anything. A student, $50 US, that's a lot of money. Just gave everything, here. It was like, I started crying right on the spot. I was just like, wow, this guy inspired me so much. It was just unbelievable. I mean, this is the power of Prabhupada's books. It's, you know, it changes people like anything. And when people tell you, in America, sometimes there's not so much favor, book distribution, it's kind of, a fight for it. Maybe it's different, hopefully it's different in other places. But some people in America say people don't even read these books. One, I think it was a temple president's son or something said, why do you guys distribute these books? People don't read them anyways. And when I stopped by a temple once and they said, Prabhupada's disciple said, you guys still even do this anymore? Oh man. And I'm like, God. I come to the temple to get inspired and I hear this stuff. So, but literally, now every university in America is being covered, pummeled with Prabhupada's books, every at least medium and large university, and soon hopefully the small ones too, the real small ones. Everything's being pummeled, fully covered. And people do read these books. I've met so many people that said, I read the whole thing, man, that's an incredible book. I'm halfway through it, I've read three chapters. We went down to Mexico recently, I mean, we've distributed thousands and thousands of books in a week. And people, you'll see people online on page 5, just after a half hour after you've given them the book. There's like lots of people reading the books. And people do read the books. And people are becoming devotees. And people are going to the temples. And people are joining the temples just from this book distribution alone. Not to diminish cultivation because that's necessary. I'm sorry. We do cultivation too. This Bhakti Tim that I spoke about that just did huge book distribution. We cultivated him. So I'm supposed to stop at 2:20. Any quick comments or questions? But it's the main theme. As we stick with it, just amazing things happen. Krishna will not let us down. I've realized this. You don't have to worry about money. Everybody else in the world is worried about money. They're compromising their life because they're worried about money. You don't have to worry about money. And the magic is there. And you really maximize the best use of your time in spreading Krishna consciousness, making the world a better place. I got a picture from Bhakta Philip. He said, who's got the best smile? Quick question. And I looked down and there's a picture of Prabhupada smiling like anything. Like anything. Oh my God. Because he's like really pushing on Krishna consciousness like anything. So this is the best, I'm convinced that this is the best way to utilize our energies. You had a question?
I just wanted to make a comment. You mentioned the gift cards. I didn't know if they knew whether it's a type of transferring it to get locked.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
because they might not.
I mean, it's so nice to do a quarter free, basically. Have an extra quarter of your score free, you know, just by asking a couple questions. So when you get gift cards, you don't have to go to the store and turn them in. There's actually companies, at least in America, I'm sure in Europe too, where you send in your gift cards and you get about 70% of the value. So you just straight cash stuff. You put it right in your account. So it's real simple. Just mail them in, they send you a check. So it's gift cards is a wonderful way, practical thing. Any comments or questions? Thank you. Forgive me the opportunity, Vijay. Sorry for my unlimited offenses that I've given you and everybody else. Thank you for tolerating me, everyone. Glories to everybody's service. May we all stick to this wonderful, most important activity, to death. go back home to Godhead and take the whole universe with us. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhus. We'll have some more speakers tomorrow. I think there'll be some swamis coming.
Same place,
same time, same station.